Hello and welcome to another edition of Ask the Mayor on WFIU. I'm Joe Wren from WFIU, WTIU News. It's the final week of the month. And as always, we have Nashville Municipal Consultant Dax Norton. Hello and welcome.
Hello, Joe. How are you?
Not bad. How are you? How are things over there?
Yes, it's May. It's the month of May. So it's springtime and racing and people traveling and visiting Brown County and Nashville and spending their hard-earned dollars supporting businesses. So it's good times right now.
Is it busy?
Yes, it is busy. Definitely picked up. People are out. I think you can tell that, you can feel that, you know, sense of cabin fever for how many months now? We've been 15 months is releasing, and people are out and about and spending their time in Brown County, Nashville.
You know, I did check yesterday, and I know these numbers will change. Nashville, Brown County was on the yellow metric of the statewide COVID scale. I was 17% unique individuals, kind of high. Is there any word about some caution there as well?
Yeah, the health department definitely wants us to be cautious still. You know, with Senate Bill, I think it was Senate Bill 5, being the veto being overridden by the General Assembly, a lot of vague answers as to who's in control at this point. So I think everybody's still being as diligent as they possibly can. I don't see a lot of reckless behavior. People are still respectful of, for the most part, from what we've heard, wearing a mask in a business that requires it. And I still even see people outside on the sidewalks walking around with masks on. So.
Any word on reopening municipal buildings and county town meetings?
Yes. So really June 1st will be the reopening of town meetings to the public, and the building being open to the public. Still need to wear your masks. Still need to distance. Still need to be cautious. There'll still be a limit on the amount of people in the room for public meetings. The meetings will still be offered as a hybrid. The council did pass their resolution, which created their electronic meeting policy as set by House Enrolled Act 1437, allowing for some members to be off-site and meet electronically from time to time. And so, you know, still need to be diligent, but it'll be a refreshing moment to have the council back in their chambers and close to the public and able to look face to face and get some things done.
Yeah. I will just very quickly note that I did attend my first press conference in person with the city of Bloomington on Thursday night, and the mayor was there. And of course, you know, other people, everyone was masked. It was inside, but there was this, this kind of hub of energy and activity of everyone kind of going around and saying hi to everybody. It's something. And I can imagine the same will happen there as well.
Well, the council meeting last week was all five council members were in the room.
Yeah.
We did hold it virtually as well. So some people were speaking virtually, but it just was a different sense of energy to be together and to have camaraderie again.
Yeah. Now, have you heard anything more about the American Rescue Plan Act funds and any word on when they would arrive?
Soon, should be very, very soon. Council passed an ordinance creating the fund for those funds. And then there is still talk of how to spend it. You know, the Treasury guidance is out. It's not final, probably won't be final till July or August, the interim rule. I think the National Council is really probably looking more towards putting that money towards water, wastewater projects, stormwater projects, probably a wise decision. That's probably the biggest thing on their plate moving forward, or at least the biggest expense. But we're still kind of in talks to make sure it's spent wisely and correctly.
You know, I wanted to follow up with something last month, and I don't know if you'll have this data in front of you though, but you said the food and beverage tax revenue didn't decline in 2020. And from all the closures and restrictions later, it kind of, in my mind, thought that seems odd. Mary emailed in and thought the same thing. She goes, how could it not be down? And wondered if the Indiana Department of Revenue did not send Nashville its 2019 share. So anyway, I just wanted to follow up on that. And maybe you have some more now. And if not now, maybe we can look at later too. But how was the 2020 food and beverage tax revenue not decline?
Yeah, I think, let me clarify. Substantially. So not as you would have thought. I can easily get the number. It is posted on our town annual financial report on the gateway. We can get the number and see just what that means. I think what we were saying and speaking about amongst ourselves in the town offices was, wow, we were kind of surprised that it wouldn't be cut in half. So when I say that, I probably should clarify and use the right language of substantially. It was a surprising number that, given the circumstances and relatively speaking, it wasn't a big hit. So.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, that makes more sense, and I'm sure Mary would
appreciate. That's a good point to clarify.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that last time too, we talked about water and sewer. You dubbed it the next big crisis, and it's something, you know, we've heard all over the state for years. Even when I was in Greencastle with Mayor Sue Murray back then, and even Greg Goodnight in Kokomo. And I know that the town is working with a new utility project with the state park. It's a partnership, but I'm just learning about this. So I was wondering if you can fill us in on that.
It's a relatively new development, although it does go back into last year. If you remember in 2019, the state park had to shut down the lodge because they actually manufactured their own water from Ogle Lake that was supplied to the lodge. They couldn't do it because of flooding and the amount of sediment. So it shut down for a number of days and lose revenue. Really what's happened is it seems that DNR wants to partner with nearby communities that have water and sewer infrastructure and have those communities provide that product, that infrastructure and service to the park so that DNR doesn't necessarily have to be in the utility operation business. So they've approached the town to do just that. Now, they were the town's largest utility customer prior to this conversation. Some of their sanitary sewer came to the Nashville plant and some water was provided to the park by Nashville Municipal Utilities. This would just be pretty much the whole of it being supplied by the utility. It's a very good partnership, had very good conversations. There's a public hearing on Thursday to discuss the PERs, the public or the preliminary engineering reports for all of the projects. There are three PERs. Projects totaling, I don't know, it's probably close to the $7-8 million range. Pretty substantial. So, you know, what's happening now is the council and staff and myself are in talks to work with, you know, partners to make sure that there's not a major negative impact on any of the ratepayers, the ratepayers that exist now to do this. But some of this is a pre-existing condition that the utilities need to fix in order to have, you know, the comfortable capacity to continue to grow and serve the park's needs and the needs of the growth of the council. So it's been a very good partnership, and there's still a ways to go. But yes, water and sewer will be the next especially funding crisis, but it looks like state government, federal government understand that, and lots of money coming our way through state and federal grant processes to help fix those issues.
Yeah. When you say about $8 million for that project, how much of that is the DNR responsible for, or how much would the town of Nashville be responsible for?
Right now, towns would be responsible for about six of it, five or six of it on their side, with the sanitary sewer rehabilitation project. There's a force main project now, a new lift station that have to be built, some upgrades to existing lift stations and some upgrades to existing facilities at the actual treatment plant. That pretty much brings the plant and its infrastructure, even the pipes, to 2021 standard, if you will. So it's a great project. It's funded properly through the grant process, so it doesn't have a negative impact on the ratepayers. And it's going to be a very good project for the ratepayers and the residents that use those services.
I see. So that would upgrade the Nashville water sewer through grants. The ratepayers don't have a increased rate, and then the park also takes care of its water and sewer problems at the same time.
There could be a slight rate increase. It just all depends on how much revenue comes in from a grant process and how much has to be bonded. So there could be a rate increase of sorts. But, you know, if you can completely rehabilitate your system essentially for a minimal rate increase, then that's not a bad thing in this day and age. If you've got communities out there that are seeing 30, 40, 50% rate increases. So the numbers are still being discussed and thrown about. But the goal is minimal pain to the ratepayer as possible, to have a utility that is modernized and in good working order for years to come.
And then I assume the state or the park would pay for that service on a regular basis as well.
Yes. So they're going to be a customer. So
yeah, they're a customer.
Their increase is definitely helpful to keep those rates as steady as possible.
Mm-hmm. I know we just have a few minutes left, but I wanted to get any other updates. I know we're hitting the summer period and well, all government areas and things start to slow up a little bit, but any updates on any other ordinances? Or I know we at one point talked about a comprehensive plan, a human relations commission, anything else that's moving forward right now?
You know, strategic planning is happening. We'll move forward through the summer with this council. There's also some economic development activity that has suddenly come forth, which I think is very good. Infill type developments, if you will, on land that's already within the footprint of the town. There's some housing going up at this point, which is desperately needed. As we continue to move on to the summer, obviously the budgeting process really begins now for the utility and the tax budget. So it does slow a bit, I guess, if you will. It becomes more behind the scenes for a moment until you get those budgets out to the public and a lot of cleanup work to do, getting ready for the Nashville September, October, November season.
Yeah.
Which this year could be pretty big.
Yeah. Let's hope so. Let's hope we're at that point then.
Let's hope so, right?
Yeah. That was all I had. Do you have any other announcements or things we should know about from Nashville?
No, I think, like I always say, come on down, visit, support these businesses. They need it, and be safe.
All right. Don't forget, if you're listening, you can join in, ask the mayor with news@indianapublicmedia.org or on our Twitter @AskTheMayor. Again, Dax Norton, thank you so much for being with us today. Appreciate your time.
Welcome. Thank you.